And I wanted to, when we have been born again, I think there's a continual, there's again, I guess staying with a very simple theme, but the thought that as we walk with the Lord, or in our lives, are we sowing to the Spirit in the sense of we've been born again by the Spirit and then desiring to continue to walk in the Spirit, or are we sowing to the flesh? And this morning, this I've been pondering on this question. What is that? What do those things look like? It's easy and we often talk about them. What do they actually look like? And I think some of the obvious points of what it looks like to sow to the flesh and sow to the Spirit are there. But I just wanted to touch on it a little bit more. And it's something that I've been pondering in this morning as I was thinking about it again. Came to my mind that there's a lot of passages where Jesus kind of this seems to weave in, and a lot of them come around concept of gardening. So that's a bit of my theme, and I'm not going to share for long, just for a few more minutes. But I do want to the primary thing I want you to ponder on, I guess two things is, and we, you know, Jason talked about being born again. And that really starts, I think, for all of us when we come to see that. I remember for myself coming to that revelation of I'm a sinner. And I, like Jason said, you grow up, many of us, and grow up in Christian home. But it wasn't until my early 20s where I came to that revelation where I'm a sinner and I need a savior. Up until that point, I would have said I was saved. And I probably, somebody asked me, are you born again? I would have said yes. But the reality was I hadn't seen, like Jason said, have you been cut by the word? I hadn't seen it, hadn't had the Spirit really just open my eyes to see that I was a slave of sin and that I needed to be saved. So when we are born again, we begin this journey of walking with Jesus. And there's this, I believe it's a continual battle that we need to. This is part of running that race of faith, where Paul could say at the end of his life, I've run the race, I kept the faith. In that, he disciplined. He says, I discipline my body, I make it my slave. And in doing that, I think there's an element, there's a reality there. Part of what he's saying is, I made a decision and I disciplined my body and I sowed to the Spirit. I didn't sow to the flesh, but I sowed to the Spirit. And that the evidence of all of this is, are we sowing to the flesh or are we sowing to the Spirit? We know what the evidence is. It's the fruit. And the first passage that kind of came to my mind is in Matthew 7. And I'm going to just mention passages. I'm not necessarily going to go through them in detail, but they're super familiar passages because this is a very, you know, just a kind of a simple, I want to continue with a simple theme this morning. But where Jesus is talking about false prophets or prophets, one could say in general, he says, how are you going to know a prophet that is a true prophet versus a prophet that isn't? He says, you're going to know by their fruit, because a good tree is going to bear good fruit and a bad tree is going to bear bad fruit. And so when we pair that up with what Paul taught, and Joel's touched on this recently, in Galatians chapter 5, where he says, if we're sowing to the Spirit, then the fruit of the Spirit is going to be evident in our life. But if we're sowing to the fruits of the flesh are going to be evident. And in our walk with the Lord, it's a balance. Obviously, the sanctifying work is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And there's traps we can fall into. One trap is we take Galatians 5 and we use that, and we take Matthew 7 and we use those and we simply apply them looking at other people, and we're discerning the fruit in other people's lives. But we're not allowing the Spirit to work in our own life, and we're not allowing our eyes to see the fruit coming out of our own life. We're outward focused, and we've missed that point in a way. This is kind of the Pharisee, the hypocrite life. So we want to really be on guard against that. The other element is we become super inward focused, thinking somehow we're going to change ourselves. I mean, so the reality is, I think the point is we need to allow the Lord to show us and be willing when we read a passage like we've heard Galatians 5, we've heard so many times, so easy to just blast through it. particularly when we talk about the fruits of the flesh. And Joel went through that one Sunday in detail and kind of went into those. And the part there is when we look at that passage, and I was looking at it in the NLT this morning just because it's very simple. So I'll just read a couple of things. He says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, i.e. when you sow to the flesh, and I will talk about what I think it means to what that looks like, sowing to the flesh. He says, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition. That's one, like some of these we could say, oh, that's just not me. Then we look at some of these and like, wow, some of them are maybe hit closer to home, perhaps. Dissension, division, envy, drunkenness. Some of them we'd say, wild parties, that's not me. That's not what me. But we just need to be willing to allow the Lord to examine our heart. And praise God, if you can sit here this morning and say, you know what, I once was that way, but praise God, I've been born again. And by the grace of God, that's not my life anymore. Rejoice. But if we're sitting here this morning and saying, you know what, I still feel like I see some of those things in my life, that's where we can step back and say, first of all, humble ourselves and call on the name of the Lord and say, Lord, I long to be changed. I want your Spirit to work in me, to sanctify me, to change me, to make me either one, Lord, I want to be born again. Like Jason talked about, perhaps we've been born again, but we're still seeing some of these things. And it's crying out to the Lord saying, Lord, I want a further work of the Spirit in my life. But we need to be willing to, at that point, step back and say, Lord, are there areas in my life where I am sowing to the flesh? And that's why this fruit is here, because I'm maybe not being, not, there are areas where I am doing that and I don't even see it. And so that's the part, that's the question that's been just, I guess, spinning in my mind a bit. And I just want to touch on that. And so, again, I leave this with you with a thought of, first off, just encourage you to ponder on what does that look like? Because for every one of us, no matter where we're at in our life, if we're walking with the Lord, we all, our desire would be is, Lord, I want to sow to the Spirit. I don't want to sow to the flesh. So Lord, what is that in my daily life? How can I continue to do that and be on guard against sowing to the flesh? So the one passage that just came to my mind while Jason was sharing about sowing to the flesh that I hadn't thought of. So I'll just share this one. I will actually look at this one, but it's in Romans 8. But the overriding, I guess, a couple overriding things. What are we feeding on? When we think of feeding the flesh or sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit, you can think of what are the things that we're feeding on? And we have to just, and I, as I go, hopefully that'll become more clear, but that was kind of an overriding thing that I thought about. So here in this passage of Romans 8, 5-8, it says, for those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, set their minds on things of the Spirit. So sowing to the flesh, sowing to the Spirit, where are our minds set? What do we spend our time thinking about? For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. And then it continues on. But the key there is what are we setting our mind on? And when we think about sowing to the flesh, I was talking this morning with someone about it. And there's some things that are just obvious. We'd all agree on. And if you're looking at things that you know are just sinful things to look at, or you're listening to things you know are just sinful things to listen to, or watching things that are just sinful, we'd all go, oh, that's sowing to the flesh. So we'd all agree on that. And I think probably for the most part, we'd say, you know what, I'm not doing that. So that is sowing to the flesh, but I wanted more of this, maybe get into a little bit more of like, what else could it look like? And that's where it was sort of more subtle points of how could we potentially be feeding the flesh or feeding the Spirit? And so that's just touch on a few thoughts for you. And when I was thinking about that, a huge part of walking, like Jesus says, first of all, you must be born again. And Jason's talked about that. But then he said to his disciples, he said, if you're not willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after me, you can't be my disciple. And so in our walk with Jesus Christ, we need to be willing to take up our cross every day and follow after Jesus Christ. And this is where I think it becomes more subtle. And it can become some of the smaller things, but things that are still equally important in sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit. And so when all of a sudden something, tension arises, perhaps in the home or at school or at work, I was thinking, you know, sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit, it hits the rubber, so to speak, hits the road in the sense of, Lord, am I in those moments where I am faced with a challenge, am I just saying, you know what? I'm going to let him have it. I'm just going to let loose with my tongue. I'm not holding back. This person deserves it. Or am I willing to, in that moment, deny myself and to take up my cross and say, Lord, by the grace of God, help me to be willing to just not give in and just let, just go with what I want. And we could walk away and we can justify that so many ways, but it's just a thought that came to my mind. And then there's many other examples you could use, but it's in those small moments, perhaps nobody else would see it, but it says, Lord, am I daily taking up my cross, even in the small things of the way that I respond to somebody or different things? Or am I just saying, you know what, in those things, okay, the big things, I don't do those things. Maybe I once did them, but I don't do them. But then we, as the Spirit works in our lives, he's always refining, he's always working. And now it comes down to some smaller areas in our life. And maybe we've come to a place where we think, Lord's done a good work, I've come far enough, but we're not allowing him to continue to work in those, some of those small things where it's just, you know, getting the last word or whatever it is, we just continue to that. We have to have it. I have to have the last word. And yeah, so it's just some of those small things is, you know what, am I willing to deny myself in every way? Much of this depends on just saying, Lord, I want to be sensitive. I don't want a seared conscience. I want to be sensitive, Lord, that your Spirit can continue to work and continue to convict and show me areas where I need to be willing to deny myself. I need to be willing to take up my cross. And he will continue to do that as long as we allow him to reveal those things. And those are small ways. I was thinking, you know, these are small ways that we can sow to the Spirit or sow to the flesh. So now I wanted to touch on just another passage. So we talked about, you know, the fruit, and we talked about the tree, and Jesus talks about two. I just want to touch on two other passages which kind of are on this gardening theme, and it will give more, I think, clarity again around what does it look like to sow to the Spirit or sow to the flesh. And again, sowing to the Spirit, I was thinking, you know, it's again, what do we feed on? And again, so in the same way that sowing to the flesh has the obvious things that we can't do, sowing to the Spirit has some obvious things that are simple things that we must do. If we want to walk with Jesus, we need to be disciplined in these things. And that's spending time with Jesus. There needs to be discipline in that. Someone could say it's legalism. It's not legalism. It's our life. He is our life. And if we're not spending time with him, and we don't want to be legalistic about what that looks like. It can be 5 minutes if that's all that a day allows. It could be 30 minutes. It's whatever the Lord allows you to have in that day. But being disciplined to say, I need to get alone with Jesus. I need to personally be in the Word on my own and praying and just seeking him. And then the second thing that I think goes right with that is are we getting fellowship? Are we getting fellowship? And who are we spending our time with? This can go either way. If we're spending time with unbelievers or those that aren't really serious about their walk with the Lord, it ultimately can result in sowing to the flesh. Or are we saying, no, I've got to get alone with Jesus and I need to surround myself with believers that, you know, and it's easy. We can all sit here. I'm sharing these things that, you know, as we sit here on a Sunday morning, we're all here and this is great. Just as we go through our days and our weeks, Lord, just if there's an area, I want to be sensitive to that. So those are the bigger things. But then again, it comes down to those smaller things. And one passage that I thought is interesting in the sower, parallel of the sower and the seed. Again, here, so we're gardening, we're talking now about the soil. We've analyzed the tree, we're looking at the fruit of the tree. And then the one, he kind of comes back to talking about soil. This is now about sowing grain. But it's interesting, the one soil in here, there's a few things, but the one in here I thought was really interesting and I think can give us another picture of sowing to the flesh or sowing to the Spirit. And you can guess, it's this soil that has thorns and weeds. And I've been thinking about this lately, even yesterday, is where do we find our life? And this again comes down to where we've set our mind. Mindset on the flesh is death. But are we daily saying, Lord, I need to find my life in you. You are my life. Or are we seeking to find our life in other things? And this is so, we've talked about this many times, but this is so subtle because these things often are not sin. But what happens is all of a sudden it could be just, it says it's the desire for pleasures. They might be fine pleasures. They might be fine things. But if if it's come to the place where we're seeking to find our life in those things, and we're no longer seeking to find our life in Jesus, what it says is that that soil isn't going to bear fruit. I'm going to go so far as to say, similar, if we took that as a tree, that tree is, as in our life, we are going to bear fruit. Full stop. We are going to bear fruit. And that fruit is either going to be good fruit or it's going to be bad fruit. And if we're seeking to find our life in anything but Jesus Christ, the end result, it may be slow and it may be subtle at first, but the end result is we are sowing to the flesh and it will ultimately produce bad fruit. And I've seen this in my own life where if I become somewhat discontent in my walk with the Lord and all of a sudden I don't realize it, but I'm getting caught up in other things, trying to, I don't even realize it, but I'm trying to find my life in them. Where I begin to see it is all of a sudden my temper is coming, like it's, I'm short with my wife. I'm short with my kids. I don't have the same patience. Like we heard this morning about Noah. Like I just all of a sudden see it and praise God. He allows it because it can be something that opens our eyes to say, wait a minute, why is this happening? And that's where we need to be sensitive. When we all of a sudden see bad fruit coming, we need to say, Lord, what's wrong with this tree? And the danger is this is the whole thing where we analyze other people's tree and we're saying it's somebody else's fault. But if we're all of a sudden, the tongue is starting to lash out, we're quick-tempered, there's an outburst of anger. That is a problem with a tree and it's not somebody else's tree. That's a problem with this tree. And we need to be willing to humble ourselves and say, Lord, that's bad fruit. I see bad fruit in my tree, in my life. And that means I've been sowing to the flesh. Like it's simple. That's what the word of God says. And Lord, I want to be changed. Or perhaps it's humbling yourself before the Lord. Let me say that. It's humbling ourselves before the Lord and saying, Lord, I see bad fruit. Help me to understand why. And change me. And if there's an area that I have been sowing to the flesh, Lord, reveal that to me that I could be changed. When I think of this and I can share some thoughts of what it looks like to sow to the flesh versus sow to the spirit, there is an element that we just need the Lord to reveal that to us. And so that's part of what I want to share too, is just that we would be open to that. Lord, show me those areas. If there are areas that I would show that, or that he would show us that. And then in just another simple passage that we know so well, John 15, again, staying with this theme of gardening. And here we just get a picture of a fruitful vine in this case. And he's very simple here. He says, if you want to be a fruitful vine, there's one thing. And this is sowing to the spirit again. He says, you must abide in the vine, or take that as a tree. A branch must be grafted into that tree. It must abide in the tree of Jesus Christ. And he says at the end of this passage, I cut and paste into my notes here, John 15, 1 to 11. He says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. If we want to be abiding, it is about a life of obedience. It's keeping his commandments, which we have commandments in the word of God. Praise God. But much of that too is just about being, again, it comes back to being obedient to those things that the Spirit is placing in our heart. And many of those are things that just happen throughout the day as we're going along and we feel convicted. Ooh, I'm going to steer clear of that. Or perhaps we're convicted about a way we respond. We're being obedient to those things and we're those that keep short accounts. If we stumble, we have an advocate. We're quick to humble ourselves and Lord, the way I responded was wrong. Change me and help me to do differently next time and respond differently. And so we're just keeping that very, very short account. And so the hope that we have, and come back to something that Joel shared recently, and I just want to finish with this in Galatians. Let's be a body. And I know this is our heart, our desire, but I thought, you know what? Staying with a simple theme of being born again. And once we're born again, let's be those that are diligent to continue to sow to the Spirit, and let's not grow weary or lose heart in doing good. It says, obviously at the end, it says, I'm going to finish with this in Galatians 6. The one who is taught, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh from the flesh will reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So let's be those, let's be a body that continues to, let's not lose heart. Let's continue to sow to the Spirit. And if we're looking inward and I'm just allowing the Lord to reveal, and we're saying, you know what, I'm seeing some of these fruits of the flesh, then let's be those that humble ourselves and have faith that God is able to bring the change. He's able to help us to perhaps see areas that we've been sowing to the flesh and just allow him to bring that change where we can make good choices and begin to sow to the Spirit and just allow him to show us more what that looks like. The simple things, if we're not doing the simple things, if we're not making it a priority to get alone with Jesus and spend some time in his word and to get fellowship, maybe I would say beyond just a Sunday morning, then we need to be disciplined. Say, Lord, I need to do that as a starting point, but then reveal other areas and he will help us and he will bring the change. Just like we heard Jason about being born again, you know, wherever we're at now in our walk with the Lord too, he can continue to sanctify us and make us that pure and spotless bride that he longs for. And I think all of us would say, that's what we want. I want to be changed. I want that righteousness that Jason talked about in my life. I want to see his Spirit working in me. So I encourage you, let's be a fruitful trees, fruitful vines that are sowing to the Spirit, and sensitive if God shows us an area where we're sowing to the flesh, to just ask him to help us and to put that to death and just sow to the Spirit.